You have to.
Okay, Rick Terry, Timothy. Yeah, I don't reckon it's been 31 years ago, there'd be no kickback now. I got out of it, but I got in serious trouble here. Is it, that's running now?
Yeah.
Well, I started telling at home, I really used to handle a nigger 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about a kid, a boy, about 15 years old, and my daddy sent me and one nigger and what we call raised hand, flying corn, and another brother and another raised hand was over in another field inside of where we was. And so while that was in the morning. So while we were there planting, another nigger came over to where we was, wanted a certain part of a plow. He didn't know where it was, and the nigger was working me, knew where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, go on and show him where it is. So he left, and he stayed, and I kept flying, he stayed. So finally come back, and I was almost through, and we were going, with that field. So he got it moved and went on, we went to another field, inside of where my brother and the other nigga were hoeing.
Yeah.
Horn corn. I don't know if you know what that means, but that horn grass out of corn when it's up about that high.
Yeah.
So he left where we were plying ahead of me. And so he went where we were supposed to start plying and hitched his mule and went over there where my brother and other boy was. Well, I took it as long as I could then. So I hitched my mule. I went over there where it was, where my brother and this other nigga. I said, all right now, Willie, you haven't done anything this morning. Now, you either go to plying or you carry that mule home and tell my daddy I sent you home because you wasn't doing a damn thing. So what are you going to do, go to plying or go home? He said, well, I'll go home. I said, all right, tell Papa I sent you that. So I didn't know anything. So when I came out for dinner, well, my mother and father had gone fishing that morning, and I didn't know it, and he didn't know it until the nigger come to get that other part of the plow, and he found it out that they had gone fishing. So that's why he wasn't working, wasn't doing nothing. So that night, I come home and went to the supper table. My other brother had told my daddy the trouble he'd had. So we was at the supper table, and he said, Joe, what's the matter with you and Willie's day? I said, well, he wouldn't do nothing, and I knew you was going to bail me out by not doing nothing, and so I sent him home. But I said, I wouldn't have sent him home if I'd known you wasn't here. I'd put him away. But so the next morning, we all met at the barn to get the mule. My daddy came out, said, Willie, said, I'm paying you to work. Said, if y'all hadn't done anything yesterday, I would have blamed Joe for it. I understand you wasn't doing anything after you found out I had been left the place, gone fishing. So now I'm paying you to work, and I mean you're going to work. And he said, well, you pay me off and I'll quit. By that time, my daddy went on him. And he had a little small stick. He beat him a little bit. He went on to the field and went to work. So later on, I got to be a good big billion man. And so another raised hand had hit that evening, had knocked the fire out of my little brother. They got into it by something, and he had knocked the fire out of him. So the dad didn't say nothing that evening, but the next morning when he come to catch the mule, he told him, said, well, take your shovel and go in that stable and pile up that manure. And he said, well, go in there in time.